Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's Otis bringing us back. Otis Redding, 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me, the late, great Otis Redding. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not so late, maybe not so great. Still with you, Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And when you do, by the way, you'll find, if you go there and find and type Andrew Sherman's name into my search engine, and unless you want to go, unless you know how to find him a lot quicker, which is not really that hard to do, you'll find the incredible body of work that Andrew has deposited with us over the years on many topics. And so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, Andrew, by the way, folks, Andrew's helping us understand how to harvest our intangible assets. In the previous segment, we talked about the fact that there's a lot of pent-up opportunity out there, including in my business and your business, small business owners. And, you know, Andrew, one of the reasons I like your new book, Harvesting Intangible Assets, is because of the way you couch your message there. Having grown up on a farm, that angle appealed to me. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. One of the key premises of the book is that we began as an agrarian society. We evolved to an industrial society. We went from there to an information-based society, but in many ways we're still agrarians. And as agrarians, our new crop is the crop of knowledge, the crop of know-how, of show-how. And, you know, we need to treat those crops the way a farmer does, in that we need to, you know, build a culture and nurture the soil so that innovation can thrive and survive. We need to pick those crops at the appropriate time. And we need to understand, and this is the key point, that if those crops are not picked on a timely basis, they will rot and die on the vine and have no value to anybody. And intangible assets are the same way. They don't sit indefinitely on the metaphorical vine, and you can just get to them whenever you get to them.
And that fact is more true now than ever before.
Absolutely. There's got to be a sense of urgency in approaching this strategy.
So how do we do that? Tell us how we identify. First, how do we identify? You know, a lot of small business owners are out there in their business looking around. They're thinking, you know, I sell stuff. What does he mean, intangible asset? What's that mean?
Well, you know, you were talking about this a little bit on the tail end with your last guest. Yeah, you sell stuff, but do you sell stuff or do you sell experiences? Do you sell tires or do you sell peace of mind? And if you sell peace of mind, have you gotten very good at selling peace of mind? Might you want to move from selling peace of mind in the tires to selling peace of mind in other things? Once you establish trust of the customer is willing to buy other stuff from you beyond tires, but you don't know that if you don't try it. And that intangible asset is defined as customer trust. And guess what? The accounting profession has spent the last couple hundred years calling that goodwill. Well, guess what? Goodwill is not going to do the trick anymore. You know, we need to it needs to show up on the balance sheet as customer trust, and it's real and it's creating revenues for you. But our accounting system has been inadequate in capturing those assets.
Well, you're right about that, because that's something accountants, they call it goodwill and they identify it, but they don't give you much credit for it. How do we do that? How do we convert that goodwill, that trust, into something that's tangible?
Well, you know, we need to kind of do a strategic audit of the assets. We need to really sit down with our employees, with our outside advisors, and take inventory of what we've got. Now, some of the things that we identify may or may not have commercial value, but a lot of the things will. And one of the really other sort of hot points for me right now is, even if you're a small business owner and you go through the process of doing a strategic audit, and it turns out that there's not a lot there that's harvestable, guess what? The process is still not done. You could harvest other people's intangible assets. Do you know how many billions of dollars are created by companies that themselves are licensees of someone else's technology, someone else's intangible assets? If the farmer next door to you is not going to harvest his assets, why don't you make a business arrangement where you'll harvest them for them? Mm-hmm. And guess who the biggest holders of these assets are? Our nation's universities.
Mm-hmm.
We have tremendous intangible assets being created every year with our taxpayer dollars, just FYI, in research mm-hmm. grants and other things. And do you know what the top university in the country is for harvesting its intangible assets?
Mm-hmm.
Stanford. But mm-hmm. do you know what the number is? You ready mm-hmm. to fall off your chair?
What?
6%. Stanford wow. collects in licensing revenues 6% of its total research budget every year. The average wow. University of Maryland, University of Alabama, the average university collects under 1%.
Wow.
Oh, there's a lot of assets sitting in our schools.
And you're talking about, specifically the term you're talking about is technology transfer, for example.
All kinds of things. Technology yeah. transfer, I mean, for all we know, go back to your tire guy, for all we know, there's a university right down the street from that business mm-hmm. who's making, polymer technology and rubber technology that's going to make the best tire ever. And
right.
he wouldn't know because he's not talking to them and they're not talking
well,
to him.
And it might not have to be technology transfer. It could just be information transfer, knowledge
right.
transfer,
contact transfer. Database.
Yeah. Yeah, Andrew's talking to us folks about opening our eyes, getting our heads, out of wherever you think, wherever it is in terms of looking and thinking about intangible assets. He's right. I mean, the future, the marketplace, you're seeing it in front of your very eyes. The marketplace is changing. It's no longer just about things that you can hold in your hand. We're in the digital age, the information age. And that means intangible assets. So look around, see what you think. Do that audit Andrew was talking about. In fact, I'm going to ask him about that after these messages. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.